students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
That was Waking Up by Elastica. Good evening. You're listening to The Radio Show on 93.3 CFMU McMaster's Campus Radio. Each week, I'll dig deep into a different genre, and this week's genre will be Britpop. Britpop was a stylistic movement that occurred within British music, peaking in the mid-90s. Fueled by a reactionary push against the dark, lyrical, and sonic aesthetics of American grunge music, various British bands gained commercial traction with bright, catchy alt-rock sounds and a lyrical focus on Britishness, reminiscent of earlier bands like The Kinks, XTC, and The Jam. Blur's song Pop Scene is often noted as the start of Britpop, so here it is, Pop Scene by Blur. We'll be right back.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's crew, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round, 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 round.
All the people, so many people, and they all go hand in hand through their park line.
Hand. time for hand comedy. There's a low in the high 40s. Saturdays locked away on the pier. Not fast enough, dear.
Those were Park Life and This Is a Low by Blur, one of the focal points of the Britpop movement. Rivaling them for that moniker were Manchester band Oasis. Here's Oasis's debut single, Supersonic.
We'll be right back.
That was Live Forever by Oasis. Britpop's popularity as a cultural phenomenon peaked with what would be dubbed the Battle of Britpop. Following the release of Blur's Parklife and Oasis's Definitely Maybe, both bands had shot to nationwide fame. However, there was a clear schism between their fan bases. Music magazines like Enemy propagated the idea that Blur's music represented posh, middle-class, artsy Southerners, whereas Oasis's music was for rough, working-class Northerners. This notion became so prominent that the two bands and their fan bases became embroiled in a bitter rivalry, getting considerable news coverage on British TV networks and even reaching BBC News. When it was revealed that each band would release the lead single to their follow-up album on August 15, 1995, it was decided that the band whose single reached number one would be the winner of the Battle of Britpop. After all was said and done, Blur came away the winners with their single Country House outselling Oasis's Roll With It to reach number one. I'm going to play each of them now. Here's Blur's Country House, followed by Oasis's Roll With It.
I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, it preys on him. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the food. Yes, in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm. That's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking bad posts. It's a helping hand. Oh, it's the century's remedy for the pain that haunts. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country.
Yeah. Attention singers and songwriters, come on out to the first open mic night at The Grind. Wednesday, October 2nd, The Grind Cafe launches its new regular open mic night with your host, Paige. Get up and play in front of an audience. It'll be a casual vibe, no pressure, just musicians sharing music. Sign-up sheet is available. Ask at the counter at The Grind. Sign up now or even at the event itself. Whether you want to be the next superstar or you just want to share some new songs with an audience, you can have that moment at The Grind Cafe Open Mic Night. Bring your friends to cheer you on. Wednesday, October 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at The Grind Cafe in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center.
Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca to browse our online courses and transform your academic journey.
Said the brains I had went to my head.
That was Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. Though Blur and Oasis were at the forefront of the movement, the bands Pulp and Suede followed not too far behind, forming the big four of Britpop. Here's Pulp's Common People.
Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school.
Gone to see a film instead. You might have changed your mind and seen your friend. Life could have been very different, but then touch my hand and softly say, stop asking questions that don't matter anyway. Just give us a kiss to celebrate here today. Something changed.
Broken house.
Freaky Farside screening series starts Wednesday, October 2nd at 9 o'clock p.m. Come get spooked out every Wednesday in October. Check out the calendar on Farside's Instagram. That was A Design for Life by the Manic Street Preachers. You're listening to 93.3 CFMU, McMaster's Campus Radio, and this was The Radio Show. To wrap up this show on Britpop, here's Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.